Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Sam, back to the story about your word of the year.
Well, we can't beat that, so we really want to go back to flatulence and positivity.
Is it longevity?
I'm not going to talk about flatulence. Your word of the year is positivity.
It is. Mm-hmm. I have been trying my darndest to be aggressively positive.
So this story from New Scientist, we know that a positive attitude can be good for us and that the right mindset can have a real impact on our health and our happiness. Huh. But it turns out that we can have too much of a good thing. What some psychologists studying self-affirmations found was an example of toxic positivity. Oh. The idea that a forced, optimistic interpretation of our experiences alongside the suppression of our negative emotions can actually do real mental health damage.
No, don't worry. I still identify all the negatives.
He still identifies as negative.
The term toxic positivity has become something of a buzzword in both academia and pop culture. Yet despite this, messaging that happiness is a choice and positivity is a mindset abounds.
I'm doing my best.
I do believe positivity is a choice. And if all you do before you immediately go to a negative thought is pause or be still, as I'm trying to do.
Or accept.
Just for a second and change your frame of mind to something more positive, I do think there are actual health benefits to getting in the habit of doing those things, Scott. And I don't mean when awful things happen or you're having a sad day. I mean, I don't, if someone, God forbid, lost their job today, talking about, I'm going to be positive. But I do think you can find positive things.
You're allowed to feel your feelings.
In life's happenings. But even just with everyday little things. And I've seen Sam do this where he'll stop. Instead of automatically going negative, you stop and think like, okay, is there another way I could phrase this? And you're also doing a service to those people around you, Sam, because we all know somebody that like is the, and I'm not saying this is you, but
no, I'm a negative Nancy. You can call me that.
Negative person. And it can be draining for loved ones and friends around that personality type.
I have a natural, my brain is naturally wired to poke holes in every single story in front of me.
The yabuts. You have the yabuts.
News stories, situations that happened to me in my life. And I have tried to take my word of the year and use that as an opportunity to, as Dana was pointing out, identify the fact that, first of all, that is just what my brain does and trying to overcome that before I respond.
Story here from the New York Post. Would a plant by any other name stink so bad? An extremely rare corpse flower dramatically bloomed at the Brooklyn Botanical Garden on Friday for the first time in Big Apple history, unleashing a putrid aroma of rotten flesh through the institution.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Not to be negative here, but it's so rare, this flower, that we hear about it about every 3 months in our stack. It can't be that rare. The corpse flower, we are always talking about the corpse flower.
So one bloomed in Australia.
Okay.
I think earlier this week.
Yeah, aren't there two corpse flowers?
Yeah, two that I'm aware of. They only bloom once every decade.
Okay. So the flower itself is not necessarily that rare, but the blooming of it that then unleashes the scent.
I think both are true.
Is rare. Okay.
Both are true.
That it is a rare flower. And its blooming is extremely rare, once every 10 years.
Its rarity classification is not extinct. That's how many there are. The only thing they could list was not extinct.
Okay, but from an evolutionary standpoint, if it worked for flowers to do this thing to keep predators away, why wouldn't every flower then smell like the worst thing you've ever smelled?
Because some flowers rely on pollination.
And they want the bees. Mm-hmm. And with the stench, you don't get the bees. Got it.
The striking and stinky plant. It's a beautiful plant. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, they're huge.
They're huge and they're beautiful, which workers in Brooklyn have dubbed Smelliot. Burst open around 11:30 today before an excited crowd of gawkers, many of whom immediately plugged their nose.
By the way, they have no idea how many corpse flowers still exist. They just know that it's fewer than 1,000.
I would go do it just to smell it to be able to talk about it. I really
stinky
would.
Stinky gym socks.
Because you've seen, or worse, Sam. I mean, it's called the corpse flower. There is a very unique, sticky, sweet, putrid smell that, bleh.
Okay, it says here, Smelliot started emitting a dull, foul stench before it opened. Hard to miss harbinger of what was to come. Quoting here from one of the folks in the Brooklyn Botanical Garden, it is stinkiest right when it opens, which is to attract its pollinators like flies and beetles that eat dead animals.
Gross!
That is why it smells like rotten flesh.
But isn't it funny that one flower went, you all do what you want to do with the bees. We're going the other way.
We're going with poop-eating flies.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do.
The Brooklyn Botanical Garden has already seen an uptick in foot traffic through the gardens over the past week, with every visitor stopping through the aquatic house to catch a glimpse
quickly
of the super rare flower.
Ugh.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today, Q39KC.com.